Everyone, as we continue to go through the Gospel of Mark, just a couple of days ago, we saw Jesus call the first four, right? Peter and Andrew, James and John. They were just doing their basic, ordinary, daily business of fishing. And today we see the call of Levi, also known as Matthew, doing his ordinary, daily business. And so they have that in common. The other thing they have in common is in both cases, they had to leave something behind. So when he called the four fishermen, they had to leave their nets and follow him. Levi had to leave his custom posts, maybe some cash behind, and follow him. But today's gospel, dear people, we need to keep our crosshairs very clear on this. Today's gospel shows why Jesus asked that, and that is so we can enjoy being with him. So we can dine with him. There's nothing more enjoyable than the presence of Jesus, as you know. That's why you come here each morning. But anything the Lord asks us to set aside is so that we can enjoy him and enjoy being with him. We see this, huh, with all these sinners gathered around the table. What can prevent us from enjoying Jesus? This movement that is not of God, which was in the Pharisees, the scribes who were Pharisees, what can get us to not enjoy Jesus and pull back is this movement that gets us focused on our unworthiness, on our badness. So they showed up at this meal where all these sinners and tax collectors are enjoying Jesus, and they're trying to make them all feel bad and ashamed because they're not worthy of that. They're making them ashamed, trying to make them ashamed for the very thing that makes them need Jesus. That happens in our hearts. That happens in you and me. The very thing that makes us need Jesus, that which isn't of God, tries to manipulate and make us, in fact, pull back from Jesus. And Jesus says, no, that's the very thing that is supposed to, you need to set down and come to me where so that, in fact, you can enjoy my mercy precisely right where you need it. That's why we need to be so humble. Because if we're not humble, where we feel envy, where we feel resentment, it will make us pull away from Jesus instead of saying, right here, Jesus, I want to enjoy you being with me. I don't want this envy and resentment to make me leave you anymore. I'm just about done. Anymore. And so let us do that. What is it about us that says we're not worthy of Jesus? That we want Jesus to be with us there and taste his mercy, which is the most enjoyable thing one can have.